Florida Democrats wanted to request that the Democratic National Committee not penalize the state or our Democratic presidential candidates by diluting the Florida delegation's voting strength. They strongly believe that this would be another form of disenfranchisement in a state that has been far too much of this in the past, but this time it would be at the hands of the Democratic Party, and that's just not going to happen.
WMNF called the Democratic National Committee in Washington for comment. They did not return our phone calls by airtime. Florida Democratic Senator Bill Nelson said he spoke with DNC Chairman Howard Dean last week about the situation.
Well, he was pretty hard over about not liking this whatsoever, but I suggested to him a way out of this.
Nelson said the suggestion was that the DNC encouraged the four states with either primaries or caucuses scheduled ahead of Florida now to move their election date up 7 days.
Florida is such a fertile fundraising field. They're certainly not going to keep the presidential candidates out of Florida. So I don't know. What I'm saying is this thing could be a total mess unless we find a way out of this, a compromise, and that's what I am offering, and that's what I've already suggested to Governor Dean.
Fearful of losing delegates or having the presidential candidates lose delegates, at one point, Florida Democrats contemplated making the January 29th primary non-binding and instead holding a caucus or a vote-by-mail election a week later on February 5th. But party members rejected that on Sunday. And they're justifying that rejection of DNC penalties by saying that it was Republicans who disenfranchised voters before in Florida, and that Democrats simply can't go down that same path.
Florida has been in a situation in the past where votes have been taken away from the people. We saw that in the 2000 election. We saw that again in the 2006 election in Sarasota. And so, in the protection of the people's right to vote, the Democratic Party does not want to be in a position where the perception is that it's taking away people's right to vote and express themselves freely in a free and fair election primary for presidential choice.
We'll recognize the difficult position that the state party finds itself, and that calmer heads will prevail, and that we not do anything that would be destructive to the party or to candidates who are putting themselves out, working very hard in their run for office. So I think there's still work that needs to be done in sorting out the issues, but I'm confident that we will sort them out in a way that works for the people that matter the most, and that is the people that are going to try to vote and play a role in this electoral process.